In the U.S. state of Texas, new details are coming to light following a shooting in the small town of Sutherland Springs. 26 people were killed after a gunman opened fire during Sunday services at the First Baptist Church. The victims ranged in age from a year and a half to 77 years old. 20 others were wounded, and several were in critical condition last night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the attack the largest mass shooting in Texas's history. It's not known yet what motivated the killer. He was a 26-year-old man named Devin Patrick Kelly. He was discharged from the U.S. Air Force in 2012 for bad conduct. Investigators say he had domestic problems and had recently shown anger toward his mother-in-law, who attends the church. Governor Abbott says Kelly wasn't supposed to have access to a gun, that he'd applied for a license in Texas but was denied it. Still, police say he bought the rifle he allegedly used in the attack from a store last year. And after yesterday's shooting, Kelly was confronted and shot by a resident of Sutherland Springs.
I saw the shooter coming out about where the cars were parked and the other gentleman coming from across the street. Both had weapons drawn, and in a matter of half a second, there was exchange of gunfire. It lasted just a few seconds, and the shooter got in his vehicle and took off, and the gentleman with the rifle came across the street, opened my door, and said he just shot at the church, and we got to chase him, and I said, let's go.
Johnny Langendorf also said the shooter eventually lost control of his vehicle and crashed into a ditch. He was found dead by police. It wasn't clear whether Kelly died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound or the original shot by the armed resident. Officials say 4% of Sutherland Springs' population was killed in the shooting. One resident describes the community as a small Christian town where everybody's close to everybody.